the countdown to the Gateway Tunnel Project. And the, I guess, ceremonial shovels in the ground. Well, that clock is ticking. Project's new medium-high priority ranking that was announced about a week or so ago by the Federal Transit Administration. That makes the project now eligible for the Federal Capital Investment Grants Program. But there's a little bit more has to take place first. FTA said the agencies and officials overseeing this project, all $12.6 billion of it. Let's see if that number holds true, by the way. The first phase of the Gateway program is at $12.6 billion, which includes constructing two new tubes and repairing the two existing ones, needs to finish several CIG, Capital Investment Grant Program requirements, before moving into, well, step two, I guess we'd call it. If you think this troubled part of our region's transit system will now be quickly addressed, think again. Here's just some of those things that have to be addressed. First, the funding. You have to figure out how to come up with that $12.6 billion. Construction can't start until the project partners sign a full funding agreement, which is then subject to a review period by Congress. This new document with the rating reiterated that issue, highlighting that no funding is currently available to cover unexpected capital cost increases or funding shortfalls. Oh, that never happens. At least so far, New York's on the hook for $2.6 billion, New Jersey $1.8 billion. New Jersey's ponying up less than New York because New Jersey's fronting money for the Portal Bridge replacement, which is deemed a complementary project. Meanwhile, the New Jersey Turnpike Authority and State Treasury Department, they're trying to work out a deal to dedicate $81 million annually for Gateway Project loans. Those payments wouldn't begin for 10 years. That agreement could get signed about a year, then a construction team would be assembled, and after that, then the digging can finally begin. Here are some of the items that can be submitted to the FTA now that the project has received the updated ranking: soil samples. Amtrak collected soil samples from about 13 different locations on Manhattan property where the ventilation shaft for the tunnels was going to be. Those samples will give the engineers an idea of the underground conditions. That's to know where you're going before you get there, you know. Designs, 30% of the design work for the tunnels, that's all completed. And that'll be turned over to the feds. That's about as far as you can take it before procurement. Project management plan basically says how you're going to manage the project and who's going to do what. Then the longer-term work behind the scenes, there's land acquisition. Project partners got the okay to begin acquiring the land needed for the Gateway project when the Federal Railroad Administration signed off on the environmental review. That was back in May of 2021. So Amtrak purchased property on 30th Street and 12th Avenue in Manhattan for about $351 million. That was back in August, though the property owners are arguing in court they should get more money. That area will be the site of the emergency tunnel exit and ventilation shaft where huge fans will be housed to circulate air through the tunnel. Then we move over to the New Jersey side. New Jersey Transit will take the lead on acquiring about a half mile of land through the Meadowlands where track will be built from Secaucus Junction to the entrance of the new tunnel. Along that route are pretty much just warehouses, storage facilities. Some think Jimmy Hoffa's body, but we're not sure about that yet. Wouldn't that be a surprise during construction? Well, I digress. Deterioration within the two original tunnels are 112 years old. That sort of picked up its falling apart after Superstorm Sandy back in 2012. The tunnels that are currently in use need big-time rehab that officials say can be completed most efficiently if the tunnels can be fully shut down. The plan is to transfer those trains to the new Gateway tubes once they're finished, fix the old tunnels, then there'll be four. This work involves repairing water leaks in the vent walls and tunnel lining, replacing ballast, cleaning out mud and debris and drains under the tracks, fixing high-voltage power cables, fortifying the tubes against more water. Amtrak's also ID'd the, they call them hotspot areas, where outages take place most frequently, so they'll target those spots to fix. Something to remember, as all this, by the way, quite a bit more takes place. If you've been in favor of this project all these years, don't want to hear any complaints from you. about travel delays, traffic, canceled trains, anything else while this party is going on.